to find you some more winners at Sandown today. I think Grumpy Bum's still in New Zealand and Catherine Coleman's still in charge, as she should be, of Moody Racing. How are you, Catherine?
I'm very well, thank you. But he's not in New Zealand. He's now in Japan.
Oh, of course, he's gone with the Felgate entourage to Japan.
Yeah, so you've been left behind in the studio and I've been left behind at the stables.
We drew the short straws again, didn't we?
Once again.
When are we gonna lift our game, Catherine? Seriously?
Oh, I'm not sure. We might have to plan a little jaunt somewhere, you know, and leave them behind.
Oh, sounds like a great plan to me. So when did they chuff off today, I think, didn't they?
Pete and Sarah flew out yesterday morning, so I think they've arrived safely over there.
And does everyone just muck around when Moods isn't there?
No, actually, everyone sort of knuckles down. They know that the big man's away and we sort of want to prove ourselves that little bit more, you know. We love nothing more than when we have a few winners while he's away.
What's he like, and now this is delving deep into the stable secrets, what's he like to work for? I mean, we know the stories of the chucking tellies out of the tower at Caulfield and chucking people out of the tower at Caulfield, and of course he got himself into a little bit of strife last week because he blew up. When he's in a foul mood, do you just sort of back away and let him ride out the wave himself? How do you deal with that?
He doesn't really have many foul moods. He might get a bit worked up over something, and if he does have, you know, a bit of a blow up over something, then he's pretty good. Once he has his, he says what he needs to say, and then he gets on with it, and he moves on straight away. And you know, you just everything sort of, you know, you just go forward from there. So it's not he doesn't sort of get around sulking or growling at everyone and being, you know, making the place miserable. Sort of seems to be the general impression sometimes. Like, he's actually, you know, he's great value to have around most of the time. Every now and then, you know, he has something to say and he says it and we move on and happy days.
And he's happy to grab a broom as well. I don't know whether he just did that for show when me and my kids were down there helping out a little bit at the start. I didn't know whether he did that for show, but he's more than happy to lead by example, and he doesn't just kick back and chain smoke, does he?
Oh, no, not at all. He is very hands-on. He's, you know, he's down the stables every single morning. If there's ever a time when we are a bit short-staffed, and you'll find him in there mucking out boxes next to the other staff. Like, he's a bit of a freak like that. I don't think you'd find many other trainers in his position that would be doing the same thing.
No, a bit of a neat freak. Just before we do talk about the horses, while he's away and he can't listen, I'm amazed, a little bit in awe of Pete, I've got to say, about how from scratch he was able to rebuild as quickly as he had to get the type of horses and the type of success that he's had in really little over 2 years. And it really was starting from scratch. I mean, the clients were waiting in the wings, some of them, but there were no guarantees. And that first group of horses didn't amount to a great deal, but an incredible example of his magnetism for owners. But also, there's something about his ability to get the best out of a horse. You've been part of the story, but also observing him at the same time. What is the secret to how good he is at what he does?
I think it's just attention to detail, and, you know, some little details that might get overlooked at times. Pete is very pedantic at making sure that, you know, there's no stone left unturned, and just all the little things, and, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's. And we've got a really good system in place now, which sort of took us a little bit of trial and error at the beginning to work out. It's always a challenge, I suppose, when you know, start up somewhere new, and it's very much similar for trainers that are moving to a different training facility or, you know, anything like that, that you've got to spend a bit of time sort of working out how much work the horses need and what equates to that on the track, and little things like that. So it took us a little while to get a good system in place as far as that goes. But now we're pretty set up in that regard. We know what works. We know how much work the horses need to do and the best way to go about doing it.
It's interesting, isn't it? The Mar Eustace and others pride themselves on variety and shuffling horses around, whether it's Fingal, Ballarat, Cranbourne, somewhere else, Balnarring, and freshening up their minds. But Pete has always had a lot of success with almost the opposite mindset. It's mostly been about winning routines and consistent routines, hasn't it? And they were all under the one roof at Caulfield, and he had amazing success. So it just goes to show that there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah, absolutely. I think of late, you know, we've certainly been utilising Lauriston Farm down on the beach just to, you know, when the horses have had a run, we do like to send them down there these days to give them that little bit of time in the paddock and a little bit of time down the beach just to change things up and give them a little freshen. So, you know, we certainly have incorporated that into our routine. But, yeah, in saying that, we do also like to have them nice and happy in the stable so that they don't necessarily need to go anywhere else to keep their minds fresh. We like to keep things sort of pretty different around here for them as well if we can.
Is the return of Incentivise going to be another example of just the soft touch that the stable has and that Pete has? I mean, obviously there's been an injury, there's a lot of focus on the horse and a lot of time being taken. Is it a slow, methodical process with Incentivise, and where is it at right now, that process?
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, we'll just go very slowly with him. We'll let him guide us along as to, you know, when he's ready to step up his workload. At the moment, he's back. Just started off his pre-training with Lee Everson, who is the absolute guru for any sort of rehab work, and he's always been brilliant. You know, when the horses do first go back into a bit of pre-training, it's always great to kick them off with Lee because he just does take it very slowly and builds a really nice base of fitness with them. So he's sort of in the best possible place at the moment there, and once he's stepped up a little bit, we'll look to bring him back across to our stables here, which, you know, yeah, it'll be very exciting to have him back. And again, we'll just go very steady with him and sort of let him really drive the ship and see how far we get, and hopefully that sees him having a full prep and racing in the autumn.
Australian Cup?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll watch this space. Just a quick one. I know he was in New Zealand for a little while. Did the stable buy many at the Ready to Run?
Yeah, we did. We picked up a couple of nice ones in conjunction with Wiley Dalziel. I think they're mostly all done now, but if anyone sort of, you know, had an interest in getting into, there's a nice staying type horse, a Zed, and a couple of others, nice ones as well. So, you know, get in touch with Wiley Dalziel if anyone is listening and interested.
Absolutely. All right, let's have a look at your runners at Lakeside today. Oceana Blue, Jamie Carr is riding. She's been a busy lady in recent times, hasn't she, Jamie Carr?
Yeah, absolutely. And we kept her nice and busy yesterday morning as well. She came in and rode some track work at Pakenham and then a few jump outs as well, so.
All right, so Oceana Blue, can Jamie Carr get the money on Oceana Blue today?
Yeah, hopefully. She's a really big, strong mare, and she sort of needs a few runs under her belt before she reaches that peak fitness. I thought she was really good last start over a mile when she ran second at Bendigo. I think, you know, she's looking like she should be just about there with her fitness now. So I think we should, you know, if we get a bit of luck, I think today should be her day.
All right, and you got two runners. Liberated Girl, Jamie Carr in race three, and Life Lessons, Daniel Stackhouse in race three. And they're both in the market, but the Carr ride, did she have the choice?
Well, Stackhouse rode Life Lessons last start when she won at Mowi, so we've kept him on there. I thought she was quite impressive last start because she looked like she wanted a little bit further, like she was run off her feet a little bit early on. But she still sort of was able to be pretty good late. So I think the step up in distance will suit her today. And Liberated Girl, she's a nice filly that we've always had a really good opinion of. She's just looking this time like she wants that bit further. So this is a really nice kick-off point for her, but whether, you know, she is going to look for that mile plus later on down the prep.
All righty, and Ancient Egypt in race four.
Needs to improve off his other few runs this preparation, but again, like, we've changed a few things up with his work at home, done a little bit of jumping with him, and tried to sort of just spark him up a little bit as well. So yeah, needs to improve, but has shown us at home that he's capable of running a good race.
Fantastic. Now, I'm not going to hassle you about your weekend runners because we're going to be hassling you about those probably on Friday or Saturday. So is there one little teaser, is there one either at Caulfield or somewhere else on the weekend that you're hoping to fly the stable flag with?
We'll have one at Caulfield, a mare called C. Marie. She ran first up for us at Flemington over Cup Week and was short of her best, but I thought she ran super, and she's come on from that and looks like she's, you know, really improved since that run. So keep an eye out for her at Caulfield on Saturday, and I'm sure I can give you a bit more info later in the week.
Lovely. Look forward to that. Thank you, Catherine. You're a legend.
Pleasure.
Catherine Coleman there, the backbone of the Moody operation, of course.